There you go. Didn't know that. But it's nice and cold, but we're in here nice and warm. We have the heaters on, so hopefully you can enjoy the service. So welcome. My name's Lindsay Teasdale. I'm one of the pastors here tonight at Maitland Baptist. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Lindsay. It's good to be here. Who can tell me what happened yesterday? There was a special event that happened to some people that are part of us yesterday. Katie and Peter Balfour got married. So Katie and Peter, for those who don't know, have been coming here for a little while. Katie's from Toowoomba, Peter's from the local Maitland area. Got married yesterday in Toowoomba. And if you look around, you're probably going, geez, there's a lot of people away tonight. Guess where they are? They're at the wedding, except for one person who has, yes, he has, I'm sure you must have a helicopter, brother. Because every time I turn around, you're here, and then you're there, and then you're back here. And but it's great to be in God's house, and we are thankful for that. I'm going to invite Nicole to come up and just give us a little bit of a...
I think I'm here to talk about women's ministry. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. It's only in just over 2 weeks. Ladies, who's coming? Put your hand... I think can't, Aaron. Oh, you think so. Come on. Okay. So there's that. But there's also, I don't know if you were actually watching the announcements, the Rig Rocks, the bonfire is on next Saturday night. It's going to be big. So if you need to find out where to go to get to there, or if you need a lift, I'm sure... What's that? Don't trust your GPS. No, I've been there two or three times and I think I've missed it twice. And it wasn't the... Yeah, the last time I missed the turn-off. So. The other thing I thought of up there, if there are any leaders or prospective leaders in the congregation, the GLS that was advertised on the announcements is a really awesome conference to go to. It's all telecast. It's not actually live, but there's some really, really good speakers at it. Not all Christian, but because it's actually... broadcast to lots of people across the world, predominantly Christians, but it's for anyone in leadership. So that's a really good conference to go to. It's down usually at St. Philip's at Waratah. I think, is that it?
Yes, I think that's Nicole Dunn. It's always hard to get the microphone off her when she gets wound up, but we're thankful for what she brings. Who can tell me, we're continuing on our series to look at the Holy Spirit working in our lives and what that means and what that means in our everyday life. And last week, a young lady called Jasmine spoke to us and shared the message. Yes, she was awesome. Who can tell me any points that Jasmine... Yes, Tim. Surrendering. Yes. Yes. Anything else? Anyone? Good job. Anyone else got anything that... yep. That's right. Letting go of control. And so they're all valid points in terms of, you know, letting the Holy Spirit in our lives work in a way that we surrender and giving the control over in our lives to the Holy Spirit. And tonight I want to talk about Man United. And I don't know if you know, but Man United are the best soccer team in the world. They are. They are the best soccer team in the world. And, you know, I believe in them. I believe that Man United are the best team in the world. Now, raise your hands if you support me in that belief. Now, unlike the rest of you, people can tell that I believe in Man United because I am wearing their shirt. And I talk about them. I watch them on TV. I will, if anyone wants to bag them out, I will come to their defense. I'm very much a believer in Man United and the team, and hopefully this year we will win the Premier League, but we will wait and see what happens in that space. But what we're going to actually explore tonight is how our belief and action should line up, right? How our beliefs and our actions should line up. And quite often in our lives, unfortunately, in church circles, our beliefs don't necessarily follow our action. We might believe something, but we don't put it into action. And we want to look at what that means for us tonight, and particularly around how the Holy Spirit works in our lives and what we can do to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives to help us to put actions around what we believe. So who knows the story of Samson? Who knows the story of David and Goliath? Yep, great story, isn't it? So I'm just going to sort of overview it rather than try and read it, but David and Goliath is a story in the Old Testament. It's a great story of this young man. And if you want to find it, it's in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And it's the story of this young man called David. And David is the youngest child, and he's got some brothers, and he cares for the sheep and the flock, and his brothers go off to war to fight the Philistines, and there's this guy called Goliath, right? Goliath is big monster, bigger than me, big fella, and he's saying all these things that he's going to destroy people, and he's going to do all these things to them. Anyway, the father of David sends him off to check on how his brothers are going, and he arrives at the battlefield, and he's going, what's going on? And he hears the army talking about this giant and what he's going to do. And David can't believe what he's hearing, and that nobody is responding from the camp to take this giant on and take him down. And then along the story goes, and the guy Saul hears about this guy called David, and he brings David in before him. And David outlines why he believes that he can conquer Goliath, why he can beat him in a fight. Now, David's only a young guy, right? But David outlays why he believes that he can beat this Goliath character. He outlines that, you know, he's fought lions and bears, and he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he believes in God, and that he believes that God will give him victory. And Saul listens to him and goes, yeah, okay, you convinced me. Off you go. So off he goes. Young David goes off, and his brothers aren't too happy with him about this, but off he goes, and he goes off to face this giant, and he faces this giant, and this giant goes, oh, I'm going to basically rip you apart. I'm going to do all these things to you. But then David, as they start into the battle, they start running towards each other, and David then brings out his slingshot, which unfortunately are illegal nowadays. I used to have one when I was a kid. He brings out his slingshot, shoots this rock, and kills him instantly. Dead. Gone. And David then stands over him, over the giant, and proclaims the victory is God's. And said, you know, this is what's going to happen. He cuts off his head and does a few other things. Very, very graphic. Very graphic. Very graphic. And but, you know, this is a prime, here we have a young person, David, who believes in God, believes that God was going to give him victory, believes that this Philistine, the Goliath character, has done wrong. And he wants to put it right. And everyone around him, including his brothers, are sort of going, yeah, whatever, that, you know, just stay there and look after the sheep. We don't want you to do the battle. We don't want you to go to war. But he turns up and he gives victory to God in the battle. And so here is an example for us where what someone has believed, he's put into action and honoured God. And there's many things that in our lives we can honour God with. So what we believe, we should impact our actions, but does it? You know, I often wonder sometimes whether we just come to church and we just come and we sit in a plastic chair here at Maitland Baptist and we enjoy the warmth and we enjoy each other's company and it's great and it's cozy. But I think it's more than that, isn't it? Aren't we called to do more than just come and just fellowship and join each other's company? We're called to go into the world. And so tonight I want to have a look at some verses that, and there's many verses that talk about that, what we can actually get from the Holy Spirit to help us put into action things in our lives. And I'm going to start by looking at Mark 13, verse 11, and Luke 12, verse 12, if you've got them there. And what I want to talk about in a nutshell in these verses is the Spirit helps us speak when in difficult situations. The Spirit helps us speak when in difficult situations. You know, I don't know if many of you know at the moment, well, most of you probably do, but there's a new law being entered into New South Wales Parliament about the abortion laws and how that's going to impact. And There's a lot of controversy, there's a lot of upset, there's a lot of grief about these laws and concerns. And so I had an opportunity this week to ring our local member and speak out about my concerns after talking to some of the leadership here about what we think and what we agree and don't agree with in terms of what's happening. So I had a chance to talk to our local member in relation to these laws and what's happening. And you know, sadly, in that conversation, I learnt that I was the only church representation that had rang in the Maitland area, which I was really saddened by. The second thing, when I look at the legislation, it uses this word person. Not woman anymore, or mother, woman, person. And this is this whole identity thing that's happening across Australia and across the world, this identity neutral. And so even in this legislation, there's this neutrality to who can have a baby. And so using this word person in this legislation is even though we're talking about abortion, we're still talking about the importance of God's word where he created man and woman. So I had this opportunity to speak to the local political person in relation to this, a local member. And she heard me, but she is one of the people that have actually signed this document to go through, to put it forward in the first place. I was grateful that she listened to me. She didn't necessarily say she agreed with me, which might have been interesting, but she at least heard me. And we are called here. And I was quite nervous about this conversation because you never know just how these things are going to go. But, you know, I trusted the Holy Spirit and spoke out and spoke up for the things that would need to be spoken up about. I want to also, just in Acts 9, verse 31, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 10, for the Holy Spirit, we receive power by God's witness, to be God's witness. And, you know, my brother Wazza, who, I won't point to him, but who sits with us, who is a real shining light to me in terms of the way that he witnesses, not in his own strength, but he recognises that God gives him the strength to share the truth with his workmates. And Wazza works in a metal fabrication, light fabrication place at Cardiff. You know, a real blokey bloke, down to earth. Lots of words are used that we don't use here in church. And Wazza goes in there at lunchtime and opens up his Bible and has a chance to share the message of salvation with those gentlemen and that site. And he's not always well received. And he's had stickers and bits and pieces put on his locker. But, you know, this is what we're called to do. We're called to be the witness with the Holy Spirit's help. We're called to witness and share that message. Do we do that? Do you do that in your life? You know, there's many things that, and these are only, a small sample of some of the verses that talk about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit can do with us. And even myself on the weekend, you know, I went to my sister's 50th and my brother-in-law's 50th, so they had 100th out the back of Singleton there. And anyway, I was sitting there, as you do, around the barbecue with all the guys and cooking meat. And, you know, drinking beer, they were. Anyway, this guy comes up to me and he said, and he married one of my sister's friends. And he goes, so what do you do, Linz? And I said, oh, I'm a pastor at Maitland Baptist. And you could see him look at me, and I'm looking at him, but this sense of, what are you saying? And all through the night, he tagged me. Oh, pastor, he kept calling me. Pastor, do pastors do this? Will pastors do that? And, you know, I think at the end, even when we left, he came up and gave me a big hug. And, you know, I hope that my actions and what I said to him in terms of in a place, and even my sister's sort of going, yep, that's right, my brother's a pastor. And, what a great opportunity it was for us, for me, just to witness in that space. And, you know, you never know when the opportunity to witness about God's strength and his love for people is going to happen. And we need to take these opportunities. Righto, so Romans 8, verse 2. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we put to death the misdeeds of the body. Now, I don't know about your body, but my body's got a lot of misdeeds. It's carrying too much weight. No. There's a lot of misdeeds of the body that our sinful nature overrule and do things that it shouldn't, that we don't want it to do, that go against God's will. Is your body like that? Is your body, is it a sacrifice? Is it a temple? Do you look after it? Do you, the things of the world, do we honor God? And if you're like me, I'm sure that's a challenge for you, and you need to, we want to reflect. If we believe that the Holy Spirit lives in us and guides us, this is one of the many ways that we can allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. And then another one that fits in with that is Romans 8, verses 10 through to 11, and 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17. The Holy Spirit brings us life and freedom, not bondage and slavery. The Holy Spirit will bring us freedom. You know, I don't know if we keep coming back to this a little bit about surrendering and freedom as we talk about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here to set us free. Jesus died on the cross for us. But he sent his counselor, his advocate, to stay here to help us to have that freedom of life, because he knew that we couldn't do it on our own. But do we engage the Holy Spirit in our life to really set us free? Or do we allow the bondages of the world and our sinful nature and our body dictate to us? One of my other favourite passages is Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. And I spoke on this a few weeks ago. Just a summary. The attitudes and actions will characterise our lives as we allow ourselves to grow and be moulded by the Holy Spirit. So in this passage, it talks about love, joy, peace. It's about these are the characteristics that we should have. We have the Holy Spirit in our lives. These are the characteristics that we should be living out. If that's what we believe, as I said before, belief equals action, doesn't it? Isn't that how it should be? But do we? Do we what we believe? Do we put it in action? And unfortunately, I'm not picking on you guys, I'm picking on myself just as much as anyone else. Unfortunately, I don't think we do. I don't know, sometimes I think we're a bit like the American gridiron team. Chris loves gridiron, right? He loves American football. And in American football, he can probably tell you this analogy better than I can, but in American football, there's the defensive team and there's the attacking team. And sometimes I think that we as Christians are like this. Is that okay, we're the defensive team, all of us here. We go onto the field, we get in a little huddle, right? We get in a huddle and we talk about the strategy. The strategy is what we hear here on Sunday. We talk about, we're going to put this play in, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And then we go, okay, let's go. And we leave the field. We actually don't put into practice what we hear. Or we don't put into practice what we believe. Is that you? Are you on the field or are you just a spectator? You know, Francis Chan, in his video around this series, is just a great challenge. And he just puts things in such a way. And he talks about this sausage and it's got all these bits in it, you know. These sausages that are made, and he talks about the little white bits. If you get a chance, I'm happy to send it out to you. But my point in that is that sometimes we've got to trust in the Holy Spirit. We've got to trust to let the Holy Spirit guide us. We've got to put into action what we believe. Yeah? Because I can look around and I can see you all going, Linz, I agree with you, but I don't do that. And I'm not criticizing you, because I'm talking to myself, and my wife will be my witness to this. And this is why we're doing this series, because we recognize the importance of the Holy Spirit's part in our life. We're meant to engage. We're meant to put into action what we believe. You know, it's no good just coming to church on a Sunday, hearing a challenging message, and then walking out and not doing anything about it. Not actually exploring what it means. Actually digging deeper. But this is why God gave us the Holy Spirit, to help us to achieve the things, and just some of those things and some of those verses that I spoke about before. He wants us to put our beliefs into action. He's asking us to put our beliefs into action. Will we put it into action when we leave here today? Will we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and fill our lives and direct us and guide us? Or are we just happy just to sit on the sideline and not get involved in the game? I wear my Manchester United shirt proudly, so people will know that I'm a supporter no matter what happens. And I can tell you, if you stand up for Christ and you say you're a Christian in the community, you might be ridiculed. You might be rejected. You might be laughed at or mocked. But the Holy Spirit will be there right with you. He will give you the words. He will give you the power to overcome that. But we've got to be willing to do it. Don't sit on the sidelines, people. Life is too short. The Holy Spirit wants to work in you. At times, like my analogy a few weeks ago, the milkshake, you know, we need to be stirred up. And the pastoral team and leadership team here want to stir you people up and allow you to see the full strength of the Holy Spirit. Jesus wants you in the game. And the Holy Spirit is here to help us get in the game. But we've got to allow the Holy Spirit to work with us and fulfill us. And we need to be actively engaging, putting into actions what we believe in into our lives and into our community. Because if we don't do it, no one else is going to do it. If we don't speak up about the abortion, no one else is going to do it. If we don't speak into the world with truth and love and justice, no one else is going to do it. If we just sit here in our comfort little Maitland Baptist plastic chairs on a Sunday night where it's nice and warm and comfortable, I don't want a faith like that, do you? I'm going to be over there. And we're going to just move into a time of communion. But if you feel like you would like some prayer, or you want to talk about something I've said or something that may be on your heart tonight, please come and find me. If not me, then find someone near you that you feel comfortable to talk to and to, that you trust. There's plenty of good Christian people here that would love to walk alongside you and help you. But we're going to move, before we do that, I'm going to move into a time of communion. And if you haven't been here at Maitland Baptist before, we do communion as a family. And we do that because, as a family, because we believe in the body of Christ. And here we have the bread and the juice that represent Jesus Christ's body that was nailed and pierced on the cross for us. Nailed and pierced for you. You know, Jesus put into action. He put into action dying on the cross for you and for me. He wants you to have a life that is full. He wants to have a life that will allow the Holy Spirit to fill you. Yeah? Embrace that. Isn't that wonderful to know that the Creator of the heavens and earth loved us enough to send His Son to die on the cross for us so we may spend eternity and break and conquer death? And then after Jesus left, the Holy Spirit came to be with us until Jesus returns again. So I want you just to spend some time reflecting there in your seat or stand up, whatever you like. But when you feel led, come out, break a piece of bread or a little biscuit there if you need the biscuit. dunk it in the juice that represents Jesus' body and blood that was shed for you. And as I said, I'll be over the far side. So if you, and then we'll have the worship team come back up and finish our service. Thanks.